One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Holy Spirit and Prayer.
Hallelujah. You know, Christianity has been in the world for so many years, right? Almost 2,000 years. And so we're not the first. We're not the first Christians. Am I right? We're not the first to be here. Some others started what we are taking on. And the beautiful thing about it is, they all had respect for the same material that has been delivered to us, the scriptures, the Word of God. And through the scriptures, we can tell whether we are moving in the right direction or in the wrong direction. If you're honest as a Christian, and you're honest with the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, you cannot be deceived. And if you ever got deceived and you open your heart to the scriptures, honestly, you will not be deceived for too long. Praise God. And so that helps us with the confidence of knowing that even though we may come from different backgrounds in Christianity, we may have been raised from different denominations. As long as we have respect for the same material, which is the Bible, the Word of God, it'll be easy for us to understand and agree on major issues. Hallelujah. Without the fear or concern that you might just be misled by hearing something that's not supposed to be true. Well, we've got the Bible. Thank God for the ability to read and write that most of us have. And today the Bible is in so many different languages. So that helps us, at least for the major issues. Glory to God. So be comfortable. You're in the right place. Tell somebody, be comfortable, you're in the right place. Hallelujah. Of course, as you know, we are raised and exposed by the Spirit of God to different things and in different ways. But one day, we will get to know even as we are known. Can I read something to you from the Bible? Visions chapter number 4. I'm reading from verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Look at verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Did you see that? For a purpose, and that's in the 12th verse, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Hallelujah. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I'm just thinking, if you were an interpreter and you were trying to interpret from my reading, it would have been a difficult job. I'm sure what you chose to do was to just read from your Bible in that language. You know, sometimes when you read in the epistles, especially the Pauline epistles, there are several long verses. Sometimes even not properly punctuated, but in such a way that could give you a difficult meaning without careful study. But this one is easy, even though it's long. Glory to God. But what I wanted you to notice was that God gave gifts to men. And these gifts, which we call ministry gifts, which are anointed men and women of God, called in several areas, in different areas, he gave them for the perfecting of the saints, to bring the saints of God, God's children, to a place of understanding, a place of knowledge, a place of maturity, so they can live the life that God has given to them in Christ Jesus. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit that's given to each one of us to carry out is a very, very powerful thing. It's a great responsibility, bringing others to the knowledge of God. Bringing others to the knowledge of God. And there is a certain kind of mentality that you must have as a minister of the gospel. And I want to explain that a little to you. There is no place in ministry for weakness and, you know, the beggarly mind and praying and asking, God, give me this, give me that, and give me the other one. There's no place in ministry for weakness. I tell people there are no sissies in God's army. Even if you're a woman, you can be a woman, but don't be womanish. They're two different things. No weakness for the minister who's been called into the ministry of the gospel. There is a mentality that you must have. The thing is, you don't get to acquire that mentality from your mother's womb, and you don't get it because you like it. You don't even get it by praying for it. It's in the calling. It's a requirement. It's something that God demands of you. Let me read to you from Joshua chapter 1. Let's see how God calls this man and how he talks to him. Joshua chapter 1, we'll begin reading from verse number 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coasts. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Are you listening to that now? Okay? Be strong. Now here's the instruction. Be strong and of a good courage. Now look at, God says, Moses is dead. Now I want you to take these people to the land that I promised their fathers to give them. And then he lets them know the extent of that land. He says it's from here to there and there and there. Then he says to him, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Joshua had been with Moses. He knew what it was like when Moses was there. He was never defeated. God Almighty was with him. And now this same God who was with Moses talks to him and says, no man shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. What a message that is.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Holy Spirit and Prayer.
Hallelujah. I'll never forget, many years ago, there's a minister who was conducting a minister's conference. And I happened to have been watching the program on television. And then he said to the people, to the ministers, he says, you know, we all get discouraged sometimes. Then he said to them, sometimes I get discouraged. I thought, dear God, then he shouldn't be there. Yeah. The first thing God spoke to me, first time I ever heard the voice of God, that's what he told me. He said, be strong and very courageous. He told me what I was going to do, what the ministry was going to be. And he said to me, be strong and very courageous. And I've kept to it. Yeah, I've kept to it exactly. And so when you say, you know, as ministers, sometimes we get discouraged. I wonder, where are you coming from? How could you? That means you were brought up wrongly. You know, some people grow up wrong in life. Don't grow up wrong. Don't say, you know, sometimes I feel discouraged. If that happens to you, you've been listening to the wrong thing. And it's produced a negative mentality in you. Do you know what it is to be a man or woman of God? You know what that means? I have a question for you. Can something happen to God?
No.
When I was younger in the things of the Spirit, I used to sing one song because I learned it from older Christians many years ago. Something wonderful, great and marvelous, something good is going to happen to you. Then we go, something good is going to happen to you. We sang it for years. I loved the song. But one day while I was singing it, the Spirit of God said to me, I don't want any something good to happen to you. I thought, Lord. He said, I don't want something good to happen to you. I don't want something bad to happen to you either. I said, so what? He said, change the song. He said, I want you to happen. Yeah. You know, I didn't get the theology of it first. I just first got the instruction. And very quickly I accepted what he said, but I needed scripture. And then the Lord started showing me through the word. I just asked you a question. Does something happen to God? You see, there's no discouragement or disappointment with God. Don't be dismayed. Look at that. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. You see, fear may try to attack you. He says, be not afraid. Then he says, neither be thou dismayed. That means if things don't seem to happen the way you expect, don't say, oh, I wish. Oh, had it been this other way. Oh! He says, don't be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, what am I talking about? I'm showing you the mentality that each one of us must have. The mentality, a way of thinking. Now, the reason he said all this to Joshua was, he said to him, I want you to bring the children of Israel into their inheritance. I want you to take them into their inheritance. As a man of God, as a woman of God, you've got a definite responsibility. There's something definite about your life. You're not just setting up a church and having a nice family church. It's not enough. There's a spiritual journey. You're taking them to another level of life. You're bringing them into the knowledge of God. A God whom they cannot see with their optical eyes, but is more real than everything they see. A God they cannot perceive with their senses, but is more real than everything that appears to their senses. You know what that means? That's huge. There's a mentality. It's a mentality of a warrior that a minister of God must have. When Paul was telling us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, he didn't say we wrestle not at all. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then he says, wherefore I say unto you, put on the whole armor of God. Every one of us is dressed. So don't think that Christianity is, is that life, everything should just be sweet and calm and quiet so that you can just have this nice little church. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He didn't call us into religion. You're a warrior. Yeah, you're a warrior. He says, put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wires, the stratagems of the devil. That's what he told us. So you can't lazy through ministry and think that is ministry. You can't lazy through. You can't lazy through. You know, we're living in a day where people want quick fixes. You know, they want it fast, quick now. You know, drive through. In fact, I understand there are drive through churches now. You know, you just, oh yeah, it's real. You know, you drive through and then the guy is there and says, and then you take the communion and you're gone. Drive through. Because people just can't wait. They have no time. So we want it faster and faster and faster and faster. And so we come into the ministry and pastors are also wanting it to be faster. They want to know the quickest way to get God to do something. The quickest way to get their prayers answered. The quickest way to make ministry work. The quickest way to grow. Quick fix. It's not going to happen that way. I want you to know, it's not going to happen that way. In God, there is a relationship. You get it? God is not a computer. So you don't push the button for God to go. Once you do it, you say something, 1, 2, 3, and then God goes. So he responds to you. You can't push him with technology. No. He's God Almighty. Are you following this? Very important. And that brings me into something, because as a minister of God, you have to make up your mind whether you want converts or children. Do you want converts or you want children? Converts will stay for a while and find their level. They will leave. Children will always be there. So churches that only have converts, they find that people always come and go. They say, we win a lot of souls, but only few people remain. People keep coming and going away. Coming and going away. They're laboring. They're working hard. Winning people. They can understand why many people come into their church and go. Because you are winning converts. Not children. There's an aspect of ministry that I want to take your mind to and get you more acquainted with and interested in. And that is the spirituality of the Christian ministry. The spirituality of the Christian ministry. Understand that when Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit. Told us that he will go away and he will ask the Father to send us another comforter that he may abide with us forever. And that's the Holy Spirit. Then he said to us, the world cannot receive you because the world cannot see him. The world lives in the realm of the senses. And so they cannot see him. They don't know him. He said, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And after Jesus left, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ received the Holy Spirit. And it's been so ever since. That all who will believe will receive the precious gift of the person of the Holy Spirit to live in you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Linnisveg 61-19147 Hegvik, Sollentuna Common. Worship with us on Sundays by 11 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, please call 073-733-0570 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.